The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to Effingham, Kansas. It is second half of our double dip going as ACCHS and Valley Falls get together. Now it's the guys' turn. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here at the Tigers Gymnasium in Valley Falls, taking the opening tip off. We'll drive, they'll shoot, they'll score. And they're going to take an early lead in the early, early moments of the game. They will count the bucket. And the foul is going to be on Colton Myers, a 6'4" senior. Colton's out there for the Tigers with 6'2" Trenton Kimmy, 6'3" Matt Worley, 6'2" Creighton Bowerly, and 5'9" James Sheets. The free throw is up. It is no good. And a rebound is going to be pulled down by ACCHS. Baseball pass up the court. Underneath, a little head fake shot up good. So Trenton Kimmy will hit that one. And we are tied at 2. 2-2 and 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS Valley Falls in the NEKL driving in. The shot is up. It's no good. We're about to go back down Atchison County. They're going to transition quickly. And another quick layup. It's going to be up and good this time. Trent Kimmy again taking it on the fast break. Valley Falls will walk the basketball into the forecourt. They'll have it up on top. Tigers in the player defense. ACCHS, they're a matchup nightmare. They are tall. I mean, they're not just tall, they're big. They're very athletic. So they work out a lot. There's, you know, some football, obviously some football guys out there, some guys that probably some of the powerlifting team that's been very successful here in Effingham. Here's the drive down the right side by Valley Falls. Into the lane. Crawling away. The shot is up, and we're going to get a traveling violation. With 6:22 to go in the opening quarter, it is 4-2. Tigers are trying to put the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and it's going to come in. And here comes James Sheets with it for ACCHS. Here's Trenton Kimmy. Little beautiful backdoor pass. The shot is up. A good Matt Worley. Tigers have exploded to a 6-2 lead. And we are 2 minutes in. Tigers back it away in that player defense. Valley Falls having some difficulty getting a clean, clear look at the rim. Back out topside is going to be Zach Evans. Gets it to Hayden Kearney. Dumps it over to the right side. Back out on top. It'll come to Kearney. He will try to back into the lane. There's no room there. Comes back off on top. No shot clock to be worried about here, so they can take all the time they need. Here's a pass toward the baseline. It is going to be slap free. It's going to carry him away out of bounds. Come back into Valley Falls at their offensive baseline. 5:37 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter. It is 6-2, Atchison County in front. Little look away pass on the inbound. It's on the floor, saved by Valley. The follow shot is up and missing. And on the rebound, coming over the back, we're going to get a foul on the Tigers, Matt Worley. Matt will pick up his first foul of the game. It'll be Tiger, team foul two. One each on Worley and Myers. Valley Falls has not yet committed a foul with 5.5 to go in the first. Valley will put it in, put the shot up, and misses. Offensive rebound, leaning in, putting the shot up, and misses. Rebound, Valley Falls, feeds underneath, leaning in, the shot up, it misses. Back-to-back-to-back layups, missing. Outlet down the court, follow shot up, a good plus one. The Tigers have a devastating weapon in the transition game, and as quickly as Trenton Kimme. And while I'm watching the shot go up on the west end of the court, I'm thinking that Trenton must be launching to go to the other end because he's down there to take that outlet pass, laying it up and in. He's coming to the line for the free throw as we come back out of a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a timeout with Coach Gansmeyer and the Dragons with 5:17 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS 8, Valley Falls 2.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As a free throw is shot and scored by Trenton Kimme as he picks up his seventh point of the game. It is now a 9-2 Tiger lead. They're up seven as we're down to 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas, in the very northeast part of the state. In fact, it's the Northeast Kansas League. Valley Falls will push it over to the right side. Now the feed to the right block. The shot is going to go up, and that time the layup is going to roll around a little bit to go in. It's going to be counted for John Brakes. He's the guy wearing number 13 tonight for the Dragons. Here's a 15-footer. Atchison County. It's going to be a little wide to the right side. The rebound is going to be pulled down by Frakes. Here comes Valley Falls. Bullet pass up the court. Threading the needle. His layup is going to be missed. Follow-up layup, though, is going to be good. Getting his own rebound off the miss is going to be Pickerel. Carter Pickerel, only a freshman for Valley Falls. It is 9-6. 4:20 to go in the first. Beautiful back door and an easy two. Bowerly hits the bucket. Kimme will get the assist. 11-6 Tigers. 4:11 to go, opening quarter. Valley will walk it into the forecourt. It'll be Hayden Carney with it there. A little one-hand pass, kind of over the top. Kind of a pass. Comes right side to Grant Meyer. Grant looks inside. Gets it way out very near over back. Saved well by Evans. Over to Hayden Carney. Now, what we don't have for Valley Falls are height in the program. I'm always reluctant to guess, but I'm going to tell you what I don't have to guess is that the Tigers have a substantial height advantage here tonight. And not just by one player, not just at the five where a lot of times you see it, but I mean, we're talking from 1 to 5. Going to come in play for Valley Falls is there within 5. Beautiful pass underneath. The ball is going to be batted away, but the offensive rebound is going to be secured and followed in by John Brankson. He's got his fourth point of the game. It is 11-8, and the Tiger lead has been trimmed to 3. 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Over to the right side with it. Atchison County down to the baseline. The corner 3 is up and missing, and the rebound will be out of play. Off Atchison County. Trent Kimme spotted up deep in the right corner. Couldn't get it to fall. Kimmy's out there. Colton Myers out there. And also for ACCHS, Creighton Bowerly. All of those guys going 6-3-4. Now we're going to get a little bump and palm it over to basketball. Valley Falls is going to turn it over. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. ACCHS under first-year head coach here, Trevor Smith. Tigers coming into the game at 1-1, but 0-1 in the conference. losing at MHMA. Here's a driving shot up and missing, and the rebound is on the floor. It'll be rescued by Valley Falls, and they got a chance to take to tie this game up with a three-point shot. Valley Falls coming in with a perfect record at 3-0. And they are 3-0 in the NEKL. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Top side with it, Valley. They'll knife into the lane. The ball's going to be reached in on and slapped away. ACCHS will come up with it. It's taken away by Dalton Damon. Damon gets it down court to Colton, and as Meyer goes up with a shot, he will tumble to the floor, having been fouled by John Frakes. It'll be John's first foul of the game, and Valley Falls, team foul two. So team fouls are even. ACCHS will go to the bench, and they're going to bring 6'2" senior Ben Rush into the game. Here's a three, right side, just a little bit short. Tipped up, no. Tipped out, and Valley Falls rebounds it down. 2 minutes left in the first. Dragons coming into the forecourt. Top side with it is going to be Hayden Kearney. He handles the ball to the one. Feeds into his five just off the right side of the lane. Comes back off on top. Swings it over to the left wing where Picker will go into the baseline. And on the side of the lane goes up with a shot. Will draw the foul. I think it's going to be on Dalton. Dalton Damon, the 5'9" senior. It'll be his first foul tonight. So for the Tigers, three fouls, one each on three different athletes, and the first of two free throws is up that will not go in for Valley Falls. They'll have one more shot coming up here. Tigers are going to bring Matt Worley back into the game. One more shot coming up for Valley. Long look, spin the ball once, eye it up. This free throw's off the rim two times, and it will not go in, but Valley's going to come down with a rebound. Dragons over to the right side. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound Tigers. Coming up with it is Rush, but it's going to be stolen away and followed up and in. So Valley Falls perseveres as they just stay after it. Zach Evans now at 4, and it is 11-10. And we've got a minute and a half to go. The Tigers' big lead early passed up, and now we're going to have an Atchison County turnover, an ACCHS coming out of the blocks just like a house of fire. But since then, Valley Falls is slowly and methodically climb back into this thing, and they have the ball with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter and trail only by one. They have been down by as many as 7. Here's a driving shot. It's up and good, plus one. Now we're going to have the officials have a little powwow. They're going to decide against whom. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Ben. So Ben Rush will have his first foul. And coming to the free throw line, Hayden Kearney with a chance at a conventional three. So Valley Falls has gone from trailing by 7 to being in the lead. And this free throw will stretch that lead to 2. 13-11. We've had a 9-point swing already in the opening quarter, still with a minute 17 to go. Tigers down court with the basketball. They're going to turn it over. It'll be stolen away by John Franks. Valley Falls brings it up the floor. First down the right side and now weaving over to the left, keeping the dribble alive. Now the bounce pass over to the right wing as we're at 1 minute to go in the first. Valley with the basketball standing all the way now out at the top in the center circle. It's going to be Hayden Kearney. Cuts down the right side, dumps it back out above the arc. Working in front of the Tiger fan base over there. They run to the baseline. The little two-handed shot is up and in. Zach Evans has 6. 15-11, the Tigers are down 4. 37 seconds to go, and we're going to get a collision. Bodies on the floor, and do we have a block, or do we have player control? It's going to be a blocking foul on John Frakes. Now, Valley Falls really can't afford to lose, John. Somebody's got to come out of the game. You can only get 5. There we go. John's going to check out of the lineup. Into the game for Valley Falls, you're going to find Thayer Coleman. There's another senior. Tigers from the right side. It's a three that won't fall. And Valley Falls is just going to let this thing carom and go harmlessly out of play. It is Valley Falls basketball. 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Valley will walk it up the court. Head coach Caleb Gansmeyer is on his feet. shouting instructions to his team at the other end of the floor with what he wants them to do here in this last possession. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Back out on top, again over to the left side. Evans has it. He's been hot, but this time his shot won't fall. Rebound Tigers. They got time. 7 seconds. Here's their hot score. It's up and good. Trent and Kimmy for two more. 2 seconds, one. The half-court shot not close, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Been a back-and-forth ball game. It's going to be an exciting one here tonight. After one, it is Valley Falls 15, Atchison County 13.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Welcome back here to Effingham, Kansas. Quite an interesting opening quarter as ACCHS led early by 7. Valley Falls has battled back and leads right now going to the second quarter. Tigers are going to put up a 3 that it won't go. Follow shot is going to be up and it won't go. Rebound Tigers are going to back up, launch another 3 and it won't go. And it's going to be lost out of bounds to Atchison County. Trenton Kimmy with 9 points so far tonight. Matt Worley, Creighton Bowerly with 2 apiece for Valley Falls. 6 for Zach Evans, 4 for John Frakes, 3 for Hayden Kearney, and 2 for Carter Pickerel. Tigers on top, another uncontested 3, won't go. 7:20 to play here in the first half now. Valley Falls will pass into the middle. The ball's rolling around on the floor, and Tigers are going to pick it up. It'll be cleared away by Colton Myers. Baseball pass up the floor to get Trenton Kimmy. He's been down there all night for those trash shots that really rolled up. Driving shot is up, and the Tigers are going to miss again. Valley Falls coming back up once more with the basketball. 7 minutes to go in the half. 15-13, Valley by 2. Save led by as many as 4, and now Valley Falls throws one and just goes right through the hands and out of bounds. Valley Falls is going to turn it over. Fouls, nobody in really much trouble. Maybe John Frakes for Valley Falls. He does have 2. No other player for either team with more than 1 foul here. We're 6.5 to go in the half. Tigers with the ball. Come topside. Trent Kimmy splashes up to the high post. Swings it over to the left. Where here's a 3. It won't go. Rebound, Colton Meyer, shot block, and we'll get a foul call. A couple of free throws coming up for Atchison County. Zach Evans picking up the foul for Valley Falls. It'll be his first. Team fouls even at 4 each. And at the line for ACCHS, Colton Meyer's looking for his first point of the game. Will not get it with the first free throw. He'll have 1 more shot coming up. 15-13, Dragons in front. Second free throw is up. It is no good. And Valley comes up with a rebound. Now the Tigers reach in to tie it up. Jump ball called and a possession to Valley Falls. So, minute and a half into the second quarter, neither team has put a point on the board. Valley will bring it in into the backcourt, and the Tigers are going to press the ball coming up the floor. Valley having a little struggle with it. Now they'll bring it to midcourt. It gets loose, and now Valley will bring it up the floor. They got a guy open underneath. He gets bumped. Is there a foul? No, but they're going to say steps on the baseline. Good call by the alert official down along the line. And here comes ACCHS. Into the forecourt is James Sheets. Out on top to Bowerly for 3. No. Tipped out. Valley Falls basketball. Tigers have not been able to collect, connect on the 3. neither has Valley Falls connected on a three yet tonight. 6 minutes to play in the half. Valley Falls to the basketball. They lead it by a pair. Still no one has put any points on the board in the second quarter. Skip pass way beneath the goal. Turning around. The layup is going to be up and too softly shot by Evans. Rebounding it down to Atchison County. Here comes ACCHS. Still a 15-13 ball game. They like a lot of scoring. They like a lot of really high percentage shots scored. So far this game has not been your cup of tea. Now the ball is going to be batted away, but they're going to say reaching it. A foul is committed. Foul is going to be on Bayer Coleman for Valley Falls. It'll be his first, and now team foul five. Tigers are going to be putting it in play again right between the Valley Falls bench and the scorer's table. It'll be introduced into the backcourt where James Sheets will return it across the timeline, and taking their eye off the ball, the Tigers just throw it away. Back up with it will come. Valley. Crowd for both teams want to get into this game. The moment something happens, a little exciting for the crowd, boy, they are ready to accept that. And they're just looking for some more good things. But right now, these teams have struggled to have a lot good. And now we're going to have a turnover by Valley. And again, break it to the other end. And again, another breakaway layup. This time it's going to be missed by Trenton. He does not miss many of those. The ball will come in at the baseline, but first, Coach Schmidt for Atchison County going to take a timeout. Second quarter, it's been pretty quiet. Over 3 minutes gone. No one has scored. It remains Valley Falls 15, Atchison County 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To go. In the first half, it is 15-13. Valley Falls, and again, neither team has put anything on the board yet in the second quarter. We're over 3 minutes in. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Couchard here in Effingham, Kansas, on the campus of Atchison County Community High School. The inbound by the Tigers is thrown away, and back up with it is going to come Valley Falls. Dragons into the forecourt. They're crossing at the middle, across the timeline, skip pass into the lane, the dish back out on top. Tiger defense has been very good. Valley Falls, a bunny hop into the lane. The shot is going to go up and in. Zach Evans has 8. And it is now 17-13. For the second time of the game, Valley Falls leads by 4. 4:20 to go in the quarter. The pass inside to Colton Myers, and he's going to lose it. Stripped out of his hands, goes out of bounds. It's going to come back to Valley Falls. Dragons will be putting it in play. ACCHS pressing the defense all the way up the floor. Valley will break it with a long outlet pass and going to run their offense here. Having a little trouble getting the ball up top side. Now they'll get it in the hands of Zach Evans. Back over to the left side to Hayden Carney. 3:50 to go into the second quarter. 17-13 Tigers still not scoring in the second. Out on top is going to be Carney. Long cross-court pass, nearly stolen, but driving in. The shot is going to go up, and it is good. Off the right side and over the top of Colton Myers. The bucket scored by Zach Evans, and he's got 10. 19-13, Valley by a half a dozen, and the Tigers will throw it away again with 3.5 minutes to play in the opening half. Coach Smith reaching down the bench is going to tap the shoulder of Dalton Bayman and send him into the game. Here comes Valley Falls. Hayden Carney goes down the right side, loses the dribble, is able to kick it out near midcourt to his teammate. Zach Evans will kick it into the lane. The backdoor pass, and as the shot goes up, we're going to have a Tiger foul. It's going to be on Creighton Bowerly, who protests, but nonetheless, the official will come over to the scorer's table and indicate Creighton will have his first foul tonight. Team fouls are even at five. Valley Falls comes back to the line. 3:13 to go in the half. First free throw is in. One more shot coming up for Carter Pickerell. Carter had missed his first free throw, first two tonight, in fact, and will hit these next two. He has 4 points in the game. It is 21-13. And the Tigers, who earlier were up seven, are now down eight. And we've got 3:05 to go in the half. The feet down to the baseline, and the shot goes up. It is blocked at the expense of committing a foul. And that is going to be Carter Pickerell and his first foul this evening. 3:02 to go in the half. Trenton Kimme, one of one to the free throw line, and that one rolls around and good. Trenton, the first player for the Tigers in double-figure scoring, and now he's at 10. Second one is on its way. He'll get them both, give him 11 points. And the Tigers are on the board now in the quarter. 21-15. It took Atchison County over 5 minutes to get a point on the board in the second quarter. Valley Falls into the lane. The shot goes up and misses, but the follow-up is good. Pickerell has six. 23-15. Dalton Damon comes down with it. Atchison County goes into the lane. That's a pretty driving shot by Trent Kimme. He continues to light it up. That'll be his 13th point this evening. 23-17. And again, Valley Falls bringing it up the floor. 2:15 to go in the first. Dragons swing it over to the left side, working in front of the Tiger bench. Down the ball is going to be stripped away from behind. It is a 2-on-1 break. Tigers have numbers. They'll go coast to coast. Laying it up and in is going to be Bowerly. He's got four. ACCHS battling back in this, and we're going to get a Valley Falls TO now. We've got a delay of game warning, Jim says, against the Atchison County team. What happens is after the bucket goes through, you cannot pick it up, can't lay it down or roll it across the floor, or in the case of this, swat it away, thus giving the defense an opportunity to quickly get down the floor and set up. Todd Alfonso is going to take Coleman out of the game, and John Franks is going to check back in for Coach Gatzmeyer. 2:06 to go in the half. It remains 23-19. Valley Falls in front. Dragons with the lead in the basketball. Now we go inside 2 minutes of play in the half. Hook pass over to the right side of the lane. The shot is up off the window and no good. Rebound, Bockborn. Tigers are going to control it down. Matt Worley will come down with it. He'll go coast to coast. It's going to be stripped out of his hands and taken away. What a great defensive play by Valley Falls and Zach Evans. Over to the right block. On the floor, one-time shot up good. The Buckeye breaks, and he's got six. 25-19. Shot on the other end. It's up and good. Now these two teams exchanging buckets as Trent Kimme continues to be just famously hot. 25-21, Valley. Dragons will play off a little screen. Swing it over to the right side. Again, it's over in front of the Tiger student section over there near the pep band. The feed under the lane. Pass over to the right side. Little ball handling exhibition. Back to the block. Back to the outside and on top. Inside a minute to go now in the half. Valley Falls, they may just be looking for either a gimme shot or a last shot. Leading here by four. Topside with it is Hayden Carney. He will slide to the left, loses his defender, gets picked up though on the switch. Valley's going to bring it off on top. 30 seconds left. First half. Still 25-21. Valley Falls into the lane. There's no room. Skip pass over to the left side. The drive down. Dalton. Little bump. No foul call. Valley comes out on top. 15 seconds left in the half. Left-hand dribble starts into the lane, falling away from 12. Off the mark, no good. Damon coming out with a rebound, and he's going to be reached in on. And is he fouled? Foul is going to be on. Oh, that's a big one for Valley Falls. John Brakes in his third foul of the first half, coming with 7 seconds to play. A little reminiscent of the Tigers, and Natalie picking up her third foul with 2 seconds left in the first half. So we will walk to the other end of the court as ACCHS will go into the 1-1 and an opportunity for Dalton Damon to score his first points of the game. He'll be up there again shooting the bonus. The front one rolls out, no good. Valley Falls has it down, 7 seconds, 6. Their pass is going to be patted away. They're going to be putting it in play again in the backcourt with 5.4. Tigers looking to slow them down, coming up the floor. They'll bring it in deep. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The midcourt shot off the rim. We've come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half here in Effingham, Kansas as we go to the break. It's Valley Falls 25, ACCHS 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio. Halftime of the guys game, and it's been a good one. Back and forth contest. It was an early lead for ACCHS. They got up by 7 right out of the gate. Valley Falls battled back. They took an 8-point lead in the second quarter, and it is a 25-21 lead for the Dragons at halftime. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, Zach Evans in double figures with 10 points. Carter Pickerel, John Franks, each with 6 and 3 for Hayden Kearney. For ACCHS, what a half by Trenton Kimmy as he's perfected that breakaway transition bucket. 15 points for Trenton. Dropping very dramatically then to Creighton Bowerly with 4, Matt Worley with 2. No other Tiger has scored in the half. For Valley Falls, one player is a foul trouble though, and that's John Franks. He goes into intermission with 3 fouls. Stay with us. Second half, coming up live here on Kent Radio. We'll be back, though, in the meantime, with the intermission score, Valley Falls 25, ACCHS 21. It is a return to Joseph in the renowned Care Sports Studio with an equally renowned halftime.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball. We'll be returning to the ACCHS versus Valley Falls boys game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine basketball as the ladies will take on Park at 5:30. The men should take on the court at 7:30. The Ravens are on the road for that one. Thursday, we've got a rare Thursday night game as JCN is taking on Troy with a 6 p.m. scheduled trip tip for the girls game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Friday, we have Valley Falls at Donovan West. Again, a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should take to the court about 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine basketball as BC is on the road at Clark. It's a high noon tip for the women's game. Tune in right around 12 o'clock. The men should take to the court right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Taking a look at the scores, we have some finals in girls' game. It was Nemaha Central over Hiawatha, 38-24. Holton topped Royal Valley 59-50. Riverside Ladies beat Sabetha 50-40. Perry LeCompton fell to Jeff West with a final score of the Jeff West Ladies 39, Perry LeCompton 24. Donovan West topped Troy 57-28. In the Marhill Mount Academy Jackson Heights game, it was Marhill Mount Academy losing Jackson Heights at 54 points to the Lady Ravens 25. Frankfurt beat Valley Heights 40-36. In the McClough-Oskaloosa girls game, it was Oskaloosa 49, McClough 45. In the game that we had earlier here, it was Atchison County Community High School 50 to Valley Falls 31. In boys scores, in the Nemaha Central Hiawatha game at the beginning of the fourth, it is 29-29. Sabetha led Riverside at the half in the Sabetha boys game. It was Sabetha 25, Riverside 10. Royal Valley trailed Holton with a halftime score of Holton 19, Royal Valley 14. In the Atchison High-Ottawa game, Atchison High at the half had Ottawa by 1 point at 37-36. Perry LeCompton is leading Jeff West at the half 42-17. And in this game, we've got Valley Falls at 25, ACCHS at 21.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 28. southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Mid-30s Thursday. Cooler on Friday with highs in the upper 20s. Once again, a low of 28 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently sitting at 45 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of 40 out there. Our relative humidity is sitting up relatively high. We've got a barometric pressure of, I'm sorry, it's 61%. Our barometric pressure is sitting at 29.60 inches of mercury, and our dew point is 33, giving us a feels-like temperature of 40. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz momentarily.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Happy to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of the guys' game. Ladies' game in the book, and it was a resounding win for the ACCHS Lady Tigers. Tiger guys seeing if they can duplicate that, but right now they're going to have to come from behind. Trailing it here, intermission 25-21. Good to have you back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who took such good care of you at halftime, you know. Yeah, just singing and dancing and kind of tapping your toe and thinking happy things. Well, that's the way Joseph is with everyone. Joseph, thank you. Tom Kautz with you here is, these two teams are going to start. I'm looking out across the court, each of them with their original five for Valley. It's going to be Hayden Kearney and Carter Pickerel, Zach Evans, Grant Meyer, and John Frakes. For ACCHS, it's going to be Trenton Kimmy. Here's a quick three. It's up and won't go for Creighton Bowerly, along with Matt Worley, Colton Myers, and James Sheets. Back up and then will come Valley ball. Down the ball, stripped away. Nice job by Worley. Just reached in and plucked that ball free. He'll drive down. Coast-to-coast reverse layup. Won't go. Rebound. Battle for. Saved out on top. The backdoor feed, the shot is up too strong, and we're going to get a Valley Falls foul. And that will put the Tigers and Matt Worley on the free throw line. Matt has not had a free throw opportunity yet this evening, but he's going to get a couple of shots right here coming off the... That's wrong. The free throw is up and in. There we go. That's right. Number 12. It's the first foul, or the second foul, rather, by Grant Meyer. First foul of the second half. First free throw is good. Second is not for Matt Worley. It is a 25-22 game. The shot goes up, tipped up, no. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. 25-22. Tigers looking for the long three. It's up. It's good, and that's going to tie it up. James Sheets. Look at his time for his first point of the ball game, and it's a big one, 25-25. Starting over with 7:02 to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball, and again up top side, starting over to the left side and bringing it back to the right is going to be Zach. Now the give and go into the middle of the shot is going to be off the window, and it won't go in for John Frakes. Up court pass stolen back by Valley Falls. Valley with the ball top side. Evans comes over to the right to Meyer. Swings it back again. Evans, he will go all the way to the baseline through traffic. Rollers up. No. Follow shot. Yes. The basket for Frakes, and he's got eight. Valley goes back in front at 27-25. 6:24 to go. Third quarter. This has been a good game. Each team has had kind of a substantial lead. The other has been able to battle back. We've got a shot leaning in and no offensive foul called. Valley Falls comes up with a miss and comes back up court with it. That's left. John Frakes kind of rubbing his chin a little bit. I don't know if that's if we're going to decoy the official, or he's still rubbing that chin. I think he really kind of got banged around a little bit down the floor, maybe. Sometimes you don't know. Some of these guys are pretty clever, and that may or may not have been an actual contact, but he's still kind of rubbing that a little bit. So, yeah, maybe. Valley Falls losing it for a moment, but picks it back up, and now the bounce pass is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away by Matt Worley, and then we will get a Valley Falls foul in the backcourt. The crew coming over to the scorer's table to let us know. That is a big one. That is going to be the third foul by Grant Meyer. Here's the deal. Two fouls by Valley Falls in the second half, both of them on Grant Meyer. He has got three in the game, and two of the Valley Falls starting five have three fouls apiece. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls leading at 27-25, but long way to go in this one. Driving over to the left side, and we're going to get a traveling call. It'll come in at the baseline to Valley Falls, and it'll be put in play by Caden Kearney. He's calling one of his teammates back. Says, hey, somebody needs to take this inbound pass for just a moment. They do, and he gets it back and up the floor. Now he's widening it out a little bit offensively. They're, again, working the outside, but they have stepped it up. Oh, it is a long three. Off the mark. Tigers rebound it down. Instead of working right around the top of the three-point ring, utilizing that as kind of a line of demarcation, they were probably two steps up, and there's an offensive foul. That's going to be the second or third time that we've seen John Frakes go hard to the floor, and that time he comes up a little gimpy a little bit, but has drawn the offensive foul on Trenton Kimmy. Trenton will have only his first foul, Tigers' first foul of the second half, and here comes Valley Falls. In what has been a low-scoring game, they enjoy a 27-25 lead. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Valley with it up top side, it's going to be Pickerel. He'll ease over to the right, feed to the free throw line. Back door, and the layup is good. Carter Pickerel has 8. That was a beautiful play. 29-25. 4:25 to play, third quarter. Valley Falls with a 4-point lead on the road here this evening. You can hear in the background Valley Falls fans, and they are here in great number. Here's a shot underneath. It's partially deflected. The rebound is tipped loose, picked up on the floor. Here comes Valley Falls down the court, driving in, going in, going up. Hook shot good. Hayden Kearney scoops in his 5th point of the game. It is 31-25. Tigers suddenly down by a half dozen. Inside 4 to go in the third quarter. Colton Myers will take it on top, about a step above the top of the key. Over to the right side, Trenton Kimmy goes into the lane. The ball is going to be stripped away from him. Valley Falls will pick it up. Coming up the court with it, we're going to have a contact and a blocking foul. It'll be on the Tigers, James Sheets. James is going to have foul number 1. Tigers are going to have team foul 2 in the second half. Tigers are going to take Matt out of the ball game, and they're going to rotate Creighton Bowerly back in. 3:39 and rolling along in the third. Valley with the basketball. The skip pass in the middle of the free throw line. This heels to the free throw line. Entry pass inside the left block. It's stripped away. It's on the floor. Tigers have it. And are we going to get a foul on Valley Falls? And if so, is it on Frakes? It is. There's a big one. John Frakes, who is the big guy in the middle for Valley Falls. He's the guy who brings the height, the size inside. Well, that'll be his 4th foul. It remains 31-25. Valley in front at 3:27 to go. And the Tigers are going to make a little substitution. They're going to reintroduce Ben Rush into the lineup. Rush is out there. James Sheets. You got Colt Myers with the top side. Tries to back in. Dumps it right. Bowerly all alone. He's a good perimeter shooter, but that one won't fall. And the offensive rebound cleared away by Rush. Tigers are going to keep it alive. Now the feed in the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Valley Falls down the court. And it's going to be stripped away from behind, going out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rush will be back out of the game for Atchison County. Valley will get it in play. Give and go into the lane. The hook shot, no. The rebound underneath. Batted around, and it's going to be stolen. Tigers down the court. Here's Trenton in and up. Got fouled. Doesn't hit the shot, but draws the free throws. Probably on Carter. No. I thought maybe it was going to be on Pickerel, but instead it's going to be on Bear Coleman. Bear's second foul of the game. Valley Falls has picked up four now. It's still a long way to go in the third quarter. 2:50 left. And Trenton Kimmy at the free throw line puts the first one in. He is now, what is that, 4 of 5 at the free throw line and up now to 16 points. One more shot and perfect. Trenton Kimmy, good shooter. 31-27. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. High school basketball here on Care Radio. Tomorrow night there will be college basketball. We'll be with the Benedictine Ravens in Parkville. BC and the Pirates. 5:30 for the girls' games, about 7:30 for the guys. The ball's going to be stolen away, and then Valley Falls is going to steal it back for just a moment. Looked like Trenton Kimmy was going to have a breakaway, but Valley steals it back, and now there's some contact, and as a Valley Falls player, Zach Evans sprawls to the ground, we're going to have a second foul of the game called on Creighton Bowerly. Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. I see Coach Gatzmeyer up. Yep, he's taking a break, Joseph. We're going to share one with him. What do you say? 2:16 to go in the third quarter. It is an entertaining and closely played game here in Effingham, Kansas. The score, ACCHS, trails Valley Falls, 31-27.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. And the Tigers come up with a basketball and bring it up the floor. Here's a baseline three. Not going to happen. The rebound underneath by Atchison County. 5-4-2-5. How about that? Ball coming in. Tigers are going to bring it in. Looking. Bring it out. Way up on top. Handle up the stairs. And here's the shot. Up and good. And Creighton Bowerly knocks it in. Give Creighton two more. He's got a half a dozen tonight. It is 31-29. Tigers battling right back into this thing with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. To the right side with it is going to be Hayden Carney for Valley Falls. Takes it all the way to the baseline and then turns 180, brings it back out on top, keeps that dribble alive. A little skip pass over to the left side to Zach Evans. Evans trying to back in, no room. His pass in the middle is going to be knocked away and stolen. Here come the Tigers. Trenton coast to coast off the window, and he ties the game with his 19th point of the day. 31-31 with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls will work around to the left side. And again, they're spreading the floor a little bit more in this possession. They try to pass in the middle. The ball batted free. Tigers doing a great job defensively, and here's the ball into the forecourt. Atchison County, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Joseph, let's enjoy it. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Timeout of the court. Atchison County and Valley Falls even at 31.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, You will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us, Darren. Other games going on around the area. How about this one? You like offense, you like basketball that scores a lot of points? Well, you're going to hate this one. How about, what do we got? We got Pleasant Ridge beat Horton tonight, 17-14. That's different. Here we go. Tigers going to put the ball in play for the far side. 17-14. Dribbling it off on top. Tigers over to the left, down to the baseline. Here's Matt. It's three. No. Gets his own rebound. He's going to bring it out on top. 40 seconds left in the third. Still tied at 31. Matt will step inside. Off the block. Shoots it. No. Rebound. Valley Falls. And then tied up. No. Going to be wrenched free. Dragons down court. Here's Hayden Kearney. 25 seconds left in the third. So Valley Falls with an opportunity. And Hayden's going to take it all the way out to the center circle. Valley Falls is backing this thing away. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. Way out topside with it. And Zach Evans, 8 seconds. Zach cuts into the lane, goes up in traffic, misses the shot. Tigers got some time. 3 seconds. Half court shot at the buzzer. Not going to go, but the follow is going to count. Count the follow bucket. And the Tigers will go to the fourth quarter with a lead. Matt Worley will get two more. We go to the fourth in Effingham. ACCHS 33, Valley Falls 31.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Effingham, Kansas, in the guys' game. And ACCHS with that follow-up shot at the buzzer goes to the fourth, leading it by a pair. For the Tigers, the offense has been wearing number two tonight. Trenton Kimmy, 19 of his team's 33 points. Creighton Bowerly has six. Matt Worley has five and three for James Sheets. That's the Tiger scoring. For Valley Falls, Zach Evans with 10. Carter Pickerel has eight. John Brakes has eight. Five for Hayden Kearney, 33 to 31. As the Tigers outscored Valley Falls 12 to 6. In that third quarter. For Valley Falls, the question is going to be, one of the questions is, when does John Frakes come into the game? I'm looking out there on the floor. He is not out here yet to begin the fourth quarter. John Frakes has been their leading scorer, one of their leading scorers, and probably their leading rebounder, but he's on the bench now with four fouls. Fourth quarter's underway. Valley Falls to the basketball. The drive into the lane. The shot is up. No good. Rebound. We get a foul underneath in the paint, and it's going to be on Atchison County. The whistle on Matt Worley. And for the Tigers, I mean, they're not looking to go into the 1-1, but they have absolutely no one fouling out in this game. Matt Worley has two, and no one for Atchison County has more than two fouls. Dragons with the basketball down a pair, 7.5 to go in the game. Topside with it is going to be Hayden Kearney, keeping the dribble alive as he'll work around to the left side. Now alternating hands with the dribble, crosses over, cuts it all the way to the baseline, drives in to the side of the lane, falls away, shot is up and good. To the bucket by Hayden Kearney, ties the game. It is 33-33. 7:20 to go. And the ball batted away. Valley Falls is coming up with a steal. Effingham, Kansas is a tough place to come to get a road win. But Valley Falls with a perfect 3-0 record coming in here tonight, trying to do just that. A jump shot from the left side of the baseline is going to go away, no good, but a foul called. And Dragons coming to the line That foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Colton Myers. So again, no Tiger with more than two fouls. So we have nobody in trouble. Hayden Kearney at the line has seven, 1 of 1 at the stripe tonight. Free throw's not good. One more shot coming up here for the Valley Falls sophomore, Hayden Kearney. It is up and rolls out. He will get neither of them. It remains 33-33. Tigers will feed into the lane. Now the ball loose, saved by ACCHS. Nicely done by Kimmy and then to Worley. Background to the left side, they're going to go. Cross court, Bowerly. Back out on top. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound Tigers underneath Sheets for two. James Sheets getting his fifth point of the game. 35-33. Tigers go in front with 6.5 left. Valley Falls back down court. They'll come out on top. Up high with it is going to be Pickerel. He will drive to the right side. Brings it back off on top. Zach Evans handles it. Zach has had the hottest hand on this Dragon team, and he'll go up with this shot, and it won't go in this time. And a rebound underneath the Matt Worley. Super job by Pickerel to cut into the middle. Here's a Tiger three, missing. Rebound Sheets. Another Tiger three. Good. Trent Kimmy, 22 points. And he makes it 38-33. Valley Falls has not scored in the fourth quarter. And we've got 5:40 to go. Back to right side it comes. A little contact. Falling away from the baseline. The shot is up. No good. Rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Here's Trenton. Goes up with a shot. Hits it for two more. Trent Kimmy hits the bucket. We're getting a timeout. Let's take it. 5:22 to go in the ball game. The Tigers have kicked it on. It's Atchison County 40, Valley Falls 33.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls has a bit of a hill to climb. Let's see what head coach Katzmeyer has sketched out for his team here. They'll bring the ball up the court, trailing it by 7. 40-33. 5:05 to go. They don't need threes. They don't need a lot of that. Now they're going to get a double dribble call. You get both hands on the ball as cutting into the middle. Hayden had a couple of defenders come up, and he is trying to recover the ball. Here come the Tigers, up 7. Over to the right block. Myers turns, shoots, scores. Colton Myers' first point of the game. 42-33. And this is the largest Tiger lead of the game. They led by 7 early. Now they lead by 9. Valley Falls is led by as many as 8. Here's a 3 from the top. Short rebound. Underneath Valley follows up and count the bucket plus 1. That was great hustle in the middle by Zach Evans. The foul is going to be the third tonight by Creighton Bowerly. Evans free throw. No rebound. Valley had it, lost it, is on the floor, and the Tigers are going to pick it up. It is 42-35 on the other end of the court. Wipe off the bucket. It's an offensive foul. And Colt Myers will have his third foul of the game. Colton's got to come out of the game. He's pretty steamed about that call, but his coach, I'm sure, is telling him, cannot exhibit that emotion. Very fortunate that the official turned a deaf ear. That's an experienced official. He just kind of let it slide. Wasn't listening too hard. 4:10 to go in the game. Here's the feed over to the right block. Back and in. Shot is up and won't go. Valley Falls has brought John Brakes in, and he was in for seconds before picking up his fifth foul. 4:05 to go. So John Brakes sat out the game until, I would say, 15, 18 seconds ago. And he is going to pick up that foul, fouling out here at 4:05. He will end the game with 8. Returning to the floor for Coach Gansmeyer will be Grant Miller. Or excuse me, Grant Meyer. Grant Miller. Grant Meyer out there. Grant is a freshman for Valley Falls. Young guy. Getting some valuable game work here. He started in this game. And here's a driving shot for the Tigers. It's no good. Valley Falls is going to rebound it down. They're still well within striking distance. Down 7 with 3:40 to play. You can put a lot of points on the board in 3:40. Dragons will cut to the right side. Dish to the baseline. The little 2 is up. Won't go. Follow shot. Up. Won't go. Follow shot. Up. Will go. The bucket is going to be in for Hayden Kearney. And it is 42-37. And now a 5-point game. The shot of the lane for the Tigers rattles and in. Ben Rush getting his first point. 44-37. We're down to 3:10 left. Here's a really long 3. It'll be short and a rebound pulled back down by Valley. And the follow shot is going to be good. Putting it in is going to be Fayer Coleman. 44-39. And again, back to within 5. Tigers is keeping it a 2-possession game. Beautiful cutter move. The runner off the window is good. Trent Kimmy's been fantastic tonight. 46-39. And all the while, the clock keeps running. And time running out on Valley Falls. Back over to the left side, into the lane. The turnaround shot, halfway in, kicks out. And Atchison County is going to rebound it down. Up the floor, Matt Worley dumps it over, and the layoff misses. Rebound, Valley Falls. 2:15 left. Here comes Valley. Trailing by 7, 46-39. 2 minutes left. Inside 2 minutes left. Falling away from 12. Yes. Hayden Kearney. I thought Valley might take a timeout there. They did not. Back to the 5-point game with a minute 47 to go. Over to the left side, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with ACCHS. We've got 1:44 to go. Atchison County 46, Valley Falls 41.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, Joseph, Joseph, I don't know how you left the door open the way you've done. My goodness, it's high school hoops on a Tuesday night here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Minute 44 to play. Tiger fans on their feet. Valley Falls fans on their feet. How about this? It is a 5-point game. Tigers are going to be putting it in play, leading 46-41. They look to be patient. Valley Falls needs to get their hands back on that basketball. Tigers took a timeout. I'm sure Coach Smith telling them how he wants them to execute, use maximum time, be very safe with the ball. No unwarranted, no high-risk plays. Minute 15 to go. Windows Valley Falls foul. Back on top it comes to Browerly. He goes to the left and there's a foul. And for Valley Falls, it'll only be team foul 6. Tigers have committed 7, so Valley Falls in the bonus. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Zach Evans. And again, team foul 6. So Atchison County putting it in play for the last time tonight. It'll come in on the right side of the lane, and they'll bring it out on top. A minute 5 to go. KCCHS is holding it. Coach Gassmeyer saying, foul somebody. And there it comes. So that will be the third foul by Zach Evans, and it will put Atchison County on the free throw line. And they're going to put a good shooter up there, Creighton Bowerly. Creighton has not had a free throw opportunity yet tonight. He's coming up there with 6 points in the game. He's hit a 2 in each of the first 3 quarters. And his first free throw of the evening is going to be wide to the left side. It won't go in. And rebounding it down, ACCHS coming down with the offensive board. And now we're going to get another quick foul. This one is going to be on Grant Meyer, and it will be his 4th. And this time the Tigers are going to send Matt Worley to the line. He's 1 of 2 at the stripe tonight. First one here is good. And he will push the Tiger lead to 6 at 47-41. 50 seconds remain. Long look. Got it. And Matt Worley will make it a 3-possession game. 48-41. The feed to the baseline. The turnaround shot. In and out. No. Tigers rebound it down. ACCHS will get fouled in the backcourt with 39 seconds to go. And this foul is going to be the first of the night by Hayden Kearney. Of course, he commits it trying to get the ball back, but he's going to send Matt Worley up to the line. Again, Matt hit 2 a moment ago, hits that one here. He's now 4 of 5 at the free throw line, has 8 points tonight, does Matt. Another free throw. The crowd is soft and quiet, and the shot is going to be a little bit short. Here comes Valley Falls. Coast to coast, going in, going up, and a Tiger foul. That is going to be the 4th foul tonight by Colton Meyer. And Valley Falls will send Zach Evans up there. Zach missed his only free throw of the night a moment ago. And his 1 of 2 here is not going to go in. Zach has a dozen points this evening. One more free throw coming up for the junior for Valley Falls. It is up. And in and out, no, rebound. Pulled down by ACCHS. We get another foul in the backcourt. Still 49-41. In the 4th quarter, Valley Falls is 0-for-5 at the free throw line. You hit those free throws, you got a 1-possession game with a half a minute to go. This free throw is no good. Trent Kimmy, a rare miss for him. He had hit his 1st 5 free throws. Misses that one. Misses that one. Valley Falls rebounds it down. They quickly come up the court. 25, 24 to go. Dish it off on top. 19 seconds left. Drive into the lane. The shot wide to the right. The ball loose on the floor. We get a foul called. It will be Matt Worley's 3rd. Valley Falls, and this is what Valley Falls will need, but with only 13 seconds left, I don't know if there's even enough, but scoring with no time running off the clock, this first free throw is up. It is no good. And Valley Falls is 0-for-6 at the free throw line in the 4th quarter. And for ACCHS, the last thing you want to see is one of your starters and a guy who's really important to the team, like Colton Myers, coming off the floor with a little bit of a bump there. 10 seconds left in the game. We're getting a timeout? Yep. Going to do it, Joseph. Valley Falls taking a timeout. I would suspect it'll be the final one that they exercise tonight. Taking a break 10 seconds ago. It remains a Tiger lead, 49-41.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Coming out of the timeout, you're going to see Matt Worley stepping to the free throw line for ACCHS and their head coach, Taylor Smith. Tigers looking to even up their conference record. They came in tonight at 0-1. First free throw here is good. Matt Worley will hit that one. And will not hit the second. It's on the floor. We're going to get a foul called. We are with 7 seconds remaining. So foul for Valley Falls will be the third by Fair. So you're having a foul there by Fair Coleman. Back to the free throw line. The Tigers, the free throw's no good, and rebound. Here comes Valley, long three is off the mark, tipped around, no good, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, ACCHS 50, Valley Falls 41. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Well, the Tigers are able to come away with a big sweep here tonight where Valley Falls is in the second game. ACCHS winning it 50-41. Recap of the scoring. First of all, for Valley Falls, as Valley Falls battled back. Tigers jumped out in front, up 7 in the first 3 or so minutes of the game. Valley Falls came back, leading by as many as 8 in the second quarter. For the Tigers, winning it tonight by 9. Valley Falls led by Zach Evans with 12 points. Hayden Kearney had 11, hot on their heels. Both Carter Pickerel and John Frakes with 8. 2 tonight for Fayer Coleman. But for ACCHS, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, there's no question about this, and there wasn't for a long time. What about Trent Kimmy? Had 9 at the end of the quarter, 15 at halftime, 19 after 3 quarters. Ends tonight, 26 points. for Trenton Kimmy. Matt Worley contributed 9. It was a half a dozen this evening for Creighton Bowerly. James Sheets had 5 at 2 apiece for Ben Rush and Colton Myers. Tigers moved to 2-1 of the season, 1-1 of the conference. Valley Falls will go to 3-1, their first loss of the year, and 3-1 in the NEKL. Opening game of the night, it was ACCHS winning it 50-31. And tomorrow night, we're going to be in Parkville, Missouri. The Benedictine Ravens and Park College. Ravens and Pirates tomorrow. Ladies game 5:30. Guys game at about 7:30 tomorrow night. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you next time for our man Joseph, handling the hard work in the Care Sports studio. Tom Couch here in the gym, having all the fun. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.